mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to attempt to crystallize and recap and restate the basic developments of the string of bombings. And 8 hours after, we still don't know the specifics because the British government's being so deceptive. We're going to continue to take your phone calls and in this hour tie it into the Madrid bombing, the same MO, Putin blowing up his own buildings. The British have been caught before bombing their own buildings. That's mainstream news. Who has the motive in all of this? And Simon Aranowitz, a journalist who lives in London, joins us. We also had David Shaler, former MI5 agent, on in the first hour, saying clearly the government stands to gain from this and has been involved in terror attacks in the past. Too soon right now to know, though. But it always comes out later, doesn't it, folks? When we just look at the facts here, we have open minds. We wish it was just independent terrorists. It's not. It's our governments. And we have Paul Watson riding shotgun with us as well. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Ohio. John, welcome.
Alex?
Yes.
How you doing, sir?
Doing a live radio broadcast. Go ahead.
Well, you must be doing something pretty good. They're shutting you off shortwave again.
Well, that, okay. Thank you, sir. What else is on your mind?
Your CD was great. It was really great. You look good on there. And 911, the morning that happened, I told my wife who pulled this one off, which was our government. And who's in bed with Bush? Blair is, isn't he? If all this worked good with Bush, why wouldn't it work good with Blair?
Yeah, are you talking about you got the film Martial Law, yeah?
Oh, yes. Yes. I'm spreading it out.
Well, I appreciate you doing that. And certainly, it's. I mean, look, who has the motive here? We have the British government caught carrying out bombings in the past. Paul Watson, comments.
Well, here's the motive. Latest polls on the ID card, 83% again. Why is that? Because the government promised us that terrorists wouldn't be able to create false identities because the information would be so secure and safe. And then the government gets caught trying to fund the scheme by saying they're going to sell our private information to private companies, thereby making the information unsecure.
And now they're saying here domestically that we need to have troops and FBI in the shopping malls searching you when you come in. We need to have all the buses. And Austin, 4 years ago, put digital cameras on every bus. I mean, some buses have got like 8-9 cameras on them apiece. Oh, we've got to search you now, see, because of Madrid and London. But the border is going to stay wide open. Simon?
Well, yeah, everything that you say, just we're being clamped down hugely. And in terms of ID cards, it's only the innocent, law-abiding citizen who will suffer. Because they'll have to pay for one and they'll get stopped and they'll have to present it on a regular basis.
They're saying it's going to cost the equivalent of like $250 for one of these?
$400 now.
Oh, four, I'm sorry, $400.
One price I saw was $600.
So we're talking 250 pounds?
Yep.
300 pounds?
Yeah. Yeah, and there'll be companies making huge amounts of money out of this.
Well, already USA Today admits when you call and order a pizza, major pizza places, they instantly run it through a criminal background check and sell the data and SWAT team you instead of a pizza.
What, in case you molest the pizza?
Oh, man, I tell you. Anything else, John?
Yeah, I just hope the people over in London's a little bit smarter than the people over here in America.
Well, John, there's plenty of stupid people here, too. They work in the mainstream news.
Well, they've worked at dumbing us down a long time. There's a few that aren't dumbed down yet.
All right, I appreciate the call. Well, look,
Alex.
Thank you. You can fool us for a while, but not all the time. We're just well-meaning people who get conned easily, a lot of simple-minded people. And most Americans I talk to now know 9/11 was an inside job, so given enough time, we can turn this around.
Well, it's interesting. After the 9/11 attacks, Alex, I don't know if you remember, everybody, all the news agencies had their slogan, you know, attack on America. Well, they're starting to do it here now. It's Target London.
Target London, with lots of Al-Qaeda films. They're going to get you. We know they did it. Somebody on a message board said so. It's conclusive! And you can make a fake beheading video and put it on the web, and the government will announce that it's authentic as well.
I wonder what Dr. Seuss has to say about all this.
Yes. Green eggs and ham. We'll be right back with more of your calls and key analysis. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, infallible microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places besides on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes into this third hour of transmission. We are here Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. Paul Joseph Watson joining us from England. And also Simon Aronowitz joining us from London itself. This is what we know. A little bit after 8:30 in the morning, London time, Greenwich Mean Time, between 4 and 8, some reports are 9, 10, you know, whatever, bombs went off. But clearly when a bomb goes off in a subway, it sends a shockwave down the tube that concaves it and focuses the energy so people, you know, 500 yards away when the blast comes, think that the explosion just happened where they were at and report explosions. But it's looking like 4 explosions, 3 in a subway, 1 in a bus. They're now saying 37 dead as of about 10 minutes ago. And, you know, then in all the confusion, people are posting on websites and shooting out news from May 5th, changing the BBC date to today, the 7th, going, oh, another firecracker or something busted a window at the British Embassy in New York. That is not the case. And we incorrectly reported on that false report that was being put out. The British government also put out another false report about this morning for over an hour that it was power surges, power transformers popping, which, again, folks, police on the scene immediately were reporting, and we've now been discovering this, that it was bombs. I mean, you got blown-up buses, you know, blown-up bus, blown-up trains, very, very serious, hundreds wounded.
but thank God it's not in the hundreds or thousands like 9/11. Then we look at the MO, classic, very similar to the Madrid bombings, and aids the globalist at a key point. It's also a distraction here domestically with the Karl Rove stuff coming out that can bring down the Bush administration. We have all the official government plans to carry out 9/11 style attacks. I want to go over some of that with our guests, but right now, let's go right back to the calls. Let's talk to Joseph in England. We're going to skip ahead to folks that call from England. Joseph, where are you calling us from in England?
Hi, yeah. Well, thanks for putting me ahead of the other callers. I'll be quick just to be fair to them.
Well, it's on your dime, too, but go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, I just wanted to just make the point that I think that, you know, Ken Livingstone, the London mayor, he's been on TV sort of briefly just making a good point that it wasn't the sort of the political establishment that's actually been attacked, you know, by Al-Qaeda or Al-Qaeda, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, they're acting like they've been attacked, and Bush has got such courage to stay behind the armed guards at the G8, and man, they're leaders, and this is an attack on globalism. No, the average working stiff in London, riding on the public transportation has been attacked. Good point. Go ahead.
I mean, exactly. I mean, that's pretty much what he said. He said it was a general working class because it's not the actual system that they're wanting to attack. It's,
yeah, Paul, be sure and write an article about that, a separate one, of how they're grandstanding like they were attacked and globalism was attacked. No. The average Joe was attacked. I'm sorry, Joseph. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I mean, I was in London, you know, just a couple of months ago, and it was distressing at the best of times to be travelling on the underground. So, I mean, basically, it's just a total psyop, because what they want to do is just create distress, change people's views, although I don't think it's going to work, to be honest, for political purposes. I mean, why would terrorists want to do that? We know the people who want to do it. They're the same people.
Yeah, why would Arabs do this, knowing it'll bring massive invasion armies?
Exactly. I don't think this
is going to galvanize people in terms, you know, I think it galvanizes the anti-war movement rather than anything else.
Well, I know happening domestically, and I know what Blair's doing.
Joseph, where are you calling from? Is that Manchester?
No, Skipton, North Yorkshire.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, basically, like you said, the British people aren't fools, and we've had this sort of thing in our country for quite a long time, although I'm pretty safe where I am, but I mean, it's basically part of our sort of history in recent times. We've had this kind of terrorism, and people aren't just going to submit. You know, I mean, I don't want to speak bad about the American people, but maybe they're a bit more susceptible on a just by ratio to, you know, giving the rights away when they're, you know, put into a situation of, you know, fight or flight kind of thing. But I mean, I don't think
the Dunkirk spirit, Joseph.
Yeah, basically, that's it. Yeah, spirit of you know, the Dambusters and all that.
Yeah. We're not going to take this lying down, and they're not going to knock us back just for blowing a couple of trains up.
Exactly. I mean, I don't think that it's down to basically people understanding that it's the government carrying it out, but people certainly do understand that there are people in positions of power, like Blair, for example, who are going to use this to try and push us further into the euro and further into, you know, slavery.
Well, I know this. I do interviews every month or so on local radio stations in Ireland, stations in Scotland, talk sport, and almost every caller calls in agreeing with me when I say it's the government. I mean, it's been in your BBC, it's been in your major papers and publications that the British government has carried out terrorist bombings and funded them in the last 25 years. I mean, are folks aware of that? I mean, I remember one report about how they admitted the government released the foot and mouth and used that as a crisis. I mean, every time we track it back, so you're saying a lot of Brits aren't aware of that?
Well, maybe not to that extent. I mean, I personally researched this, you know, fairly heavily. I mean, I've been on this all day. I've got my own little website with my own comments on it. It pretty much mirrors because I'm following the same news wires that you guys have.
Oh, tell us about your website.
It's cremationofcare.com. I think you've mentioned it before with it.
You've got a great website. Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, well, basically, I mean, it's just something that I do, you know, as a personal interest. I mean, well, as a person interested in freedom. But, I mean,
this is, I mean, Skelton, right?
Skelton.
Skelton, excuse me. What's your first name, or?
Joel. I think you might be confusing me with Joel Skelton.
Yeah, well, no, I know who he is. No, you guys are doing a great job, and God bless you. Anything else?
No, that's pretty much it. But, well, actually, to be honest, it's a one-man operation at the moment. I mean, I've got people to help me out, but, no, I mean, it's pretty much like yourself, but just on a, you know, a bit of a smaller scale.
Now, I visit your website, and sorry I got your name wrong. Thanks for that videotape you sent me.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I mean, it's good to be, you know, networking and just helping each other out, backing each other up. I mean,
you're a sweetheart. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Right. Yeah, they had a documentary over there about Skull and Bones. Pretty good. Let's go back to the calls here. Let's talk to Bruce in Colorado. Bruce, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I was looking at today's date, numerology-wise, a few days ago. I'm looking at this as being rather significant. And I know a couple of people just previously have talked about this date, but I've got a little bit more in-depth on it. The 3 sevens together, the 5 and the 2 of the year 7 and the 2 sevens to begin with add up to 21. The 7 is a significant number of the Illuminati as well as 11. And the 3 sevens coming up to 3, now that was the year of 9/11. The 2 and a 1 make 3. And sometimes they use the last 2 digits of a year, 2 and 1 of the Olympics. So you've got 3 sevens at 21, 2 and a 1 is 3. So that's the significance. That I find. That's the significance I found a few days ago for today. And
hey, your phone's really bad. Or maybe mine having bad audio today, but I'm just. Speak right into your telephone.
Okay. Well, I'll speak a little bit right to it.
That's a lot better, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, the 2 and the 1.
For those that don't understand this, this is more esoteric, and I cover it a little bit, but here's examples, and people know the spiel. They had a lone gunman episode months before 9/11 where a secret government group hijacks a jumbo jet by remote control to fly to the World Trade Centers for martial law to invade Afghanistan. Okay, they have shows, just countless shows, where the government's going to bomb the World Trade Center to, you know, for weapon sales. The Long Kiss Goodnight. On the one-year anniversary of 9/11, the New York Lottery comes up 9/11. The Chicago Mercantile comes up 9/11.0000. And there's about 100 other examples, and they really do this, and they really are into this. And now it's been in major Canadian papers. It's been in the Associated Press that all our big government buildings are built in Masonic fashion with all these key numbers. And they really are into this. Thanks for the call. Let me get a comment from Paul and Arano. What's on this?
Well, I'd say that it's certainly something we can talk about in our own polite circles. But certainly if you go out there and use that as evidence, people are not going to respond to it. It's a reach too far. With just the history, the motivation, the evidence we have, we can prove something like this in the long term, and the evidence will come out, no doubt, that this was inside involvement. So you don't even need to make that reach to come to that conclusion.
Absolutely. And, you know, Madrid, 911 days on 311. I mean, they do this, but it's not something I really hammer because it's so esoteric. Simon?
Well, as I said, I'm not really big into esoteric and superstitious and numerology, but the fact that it was 7-7 and that we've seen these other numbers coming up, as you say, and we had 3-11 and it was 911 days, and we had 9-11 and you got 911, the emergency services number, it certainly appeals to somebody.
Yeah, somebody's certainly doing it on dates. All right, interesting. Let's go ahead and talk to George in New York. George, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, what's up?
We're doing a radio broadcast, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I have several issues. One is, you talk about the national ID card and everything. Isn't it funny how now the U.S. citizens have to, you know, be all hell-bent on getting U.S. passports, even just go to Canada right now? You know, they were so lax on it before, and now it's just...
But the illegal aliens pour in, and then on 9/11, the Al-Qaeda operatives, the CIA ordered the embassies to let them back in as part of a, quote, secret operation. So they're bringing them in, funding them, paying for their houses, cars, credit cards, but then we've all got to have a microscope over us. They're refusing the ID cards in England, but now Blair's saying, see, we need these, Paul.
Well, as I mentioned before, 83% in the latest poll were against the ID card. You're going to see a system introduced which is exactly like the airports. You're going to hear people call for the introduction of ID cards and for them to be presented at every level of transportation.
Yeah, that's a point I tried to make this morning. Folks, when they attack a bus, when they attack a mall, anything that's ever attacked, forever then there'll be troops, machine guns, control, show me your papers. This is how they expand their control. Again, who has the motive for this?
And the ID cards will actually reduce security because they can fake these things. So when you get a guy walk through with a fake ID that matches up with his iris...
We're going to have a chip.
And he's a terrorist, he'll be able to walk straight through.
I also have a comment about the whole Al-Qaeda thing and everything.
Real fast when we get back, because we got Tony Blair's comments coming up.
and perhaps Lord Bush's as well.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800 686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., full color photographs, 550 high resolution full color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Perfect shadowy enemy, never be defeated. 100-year war, endless terrorism. Give up all of your freedoms, though, and you might be safer. Let us draft your sons and daughters for wars. Everything will be okay. All right, real fast, George in New York, finish up your point about Al-Qaeda.
Even in the Michael Moore film, they talk about, how we funded Al-Qaeda, and now we're all hell-bent on destroying Al-Qaeda. It's kind of a double-edged sword.
But then Buzzy Krongard at the CIA says, we don't want bin Laden. And Bush said it. We got to get him. He's the number one task. Later he said, I'm not worried about him.
I mean, and not even that. I mean, it's not even Bush. I mean, it's also Clinton and even, like, the Reagan era. I mean, we all funded
it. Look, all of them, they're just puppets. Thanks for the call. I want to talk to Simon Aronowitz and Paul Watson. Guys, what are some of the things that you see that this is a distraction for, a smokescreen? I mean, certainly domestically where you live in the U.K., it'll be used for a police state. Same thing here in the U.S. and all over the world. Dictators and thugs are using terror as the pretext. They love it. But what other things is this distracting?
Well, I mean, the smokescreen's not even very good at the moment, Alex. The Sky News, the British Fox, have just had up a statement on their ticker at the bottom. It's their own statement, Sky, colon. Al-Qaeda group site language sounds genuine. That's the best they can do for an admission, is the language on the website that claims responsibility sounds genuine.
So go to any message board, and your five-year-old can write, I'm Al-Qaeda, I did it. And they'll just say, sounds like Habib did it.
Sounds genuine. Must be them.
Boy, this is really this is sourcing material here, Paul.
Well, I mean, they're trying to spin it all the way, but I've got people calling me and also my brother who aren't even into this, and they're saying that it's directly related to the ID card. So we've already raised the level of awareness to the point where no matter how hard they spin, they're not going to be able to get everything they want through.
Paul, be specific and talk right into your telephone for us. You're a little bit distorted. You're saying people are calling you who don't even buy into what you talk about, but they're instinctively saying this is to get the national ID card.
That's right, yeah, and we've had major news articles in the past few days, like out of the Scotsman, you know, Big Brother UK turning into Stalinist state. So everybody's coming out of the woodwork and saying this. And as I said, even people who aren't aware of the wider issues know it's about the ID card, and I think 90% of it is about that, unless they blame it on groups linked to Iran.
Well, I mean, anything the globalists do is multifaceted. They do big studies on this. So the people you know are saying they're going to use this for that, or they're saying we think they're behind it?
Both. They're saying both. That the government's behind it, and that they'll use it to get the ID card ran through before even the timescale that they suggested, which was 2010.
Well, we're not talking about Karl Rove anymore that could have brought down the Bush administration, are we? We're not talking about stopping Alberto Gonzalez or stopping CAFTA anymore, are we? And
certainly
watch
not.
Out, folks. They let China into the WTO 4 days after 9/11. They always do this stuff. Watch out.
Well, don't we have China and India visiting Glen Eagles at the moment for the G8 conference?
That's right. They're up there right now in Scotland.
I mean, you know, the really, really cynical conspiracy theorists out there, Alex, could actually scheme up an idea that they were plotting this in Scotland.
Well, this was set up a long time ago, and this is the classic MO of the globalist. I'm going to play Tony Blair's comments coming up in the next segment and take more calls. But, gentlemen, before you leave us, what is your take on Tony Blair's comments? I mean, they're not as ridiculous as Bush's or as Giuliani's.
Well, I mean, it depends which comments you're going to play. He made two different speeches. One was at G8, then he left G8, came back to London, gave a second speech. Certainly in the speech that I saw, he tried to make it out as an attack on G8. Bush's speech said he saw an incredibly vivid contrast between the work of the G8.
Okay, we've got the G8 speech. We need to get his London speech. Paul, when you go off air...
it was the G8 speech that I saw. That's the speech.
Okay, we're going to play that one then.
But Bush said it was an attack, basically, on the effort to alleviate poverty. If they wanted to attack that, why didn't they attack 300,000 people who were in London for the open-air Live Aid concert last Saturday?
It's ridiculous. Oh, no, they want Africans to starve. When the globalists take all this supposed aid to Africa is to force them to take vaccines, to force them to take GM food, to put in dictators and thugs. I mean, it's a joke.
Well, it's just so they can pay off the interest on their IMF loans, so the IMF and the World Bank can give them more loans and control the countries even more. When in the past 20, 30, 40 years, as was on the website yesterday, Western government put in all the African dictators, give them the money, and then those dictators keep the money. Throwing money at Africa never solves the problem.
Well, it's done, because if they paid it back, they wouldn't get into debt. The dictator is paid to not pay it back.
That's right.
We have official IMF documents. Gentlemen, I want to get a final comment from both of you on the other side before we let you go. So spend about five more minutes with us, counting the break. And we'll be right back. Continual coverage at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And you can also go to ThoughtCrimeNews.com. Simon Aronowitz is a great website. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Wendy Malik from Just Shoot Me, here to tell you about Pets 911, a free public service changing the way we care for pets in every community nationwide. Across the country, there are thousands of healthy, adoptable pets waiting for a loving home every day. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting 1-888-PETS-911.org, you will find the location of your closest adoption facility as well as tons of other information you need to know as a responsible pet owner. So when thinking adoption, think Pets 911.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Giuliani's, but basically only does repeat 9/11 over and over again. And we're going to jam some more calls in here and recap the latest info we have on the bombings in London and how that ties into the geopolitical system. Oil prices went down, strangely enough. Let's get a final comment from Simon Aranowitz, journalist there in London, and then one from Paul Watson. Simon?
Yeah, Alex, still nothing's really confirmed, although what we do have is these four blasts across approximately an hour period. We've had a very busy week over here in the UK. We've had G8 and we've had the Live 8 and we've had this and we've been awarded the Olympics. And if you're trying to squeeze as much into a week as you can, well, people are certainly achieving that. But I don't think the people are going to go along with this in terms of a justification of an attack on people. And the other thing that we've seen from this is we have to start giving independent media a chance because we're never getting the full story from the mainstream press.
I heartily agree, and we know you'll be putting a report out there at Thought Crime News.
Sure.
All right, Simon, I want to get you to check in back with us briefly tomorrow and next week as well as this develops, as well as David Shaler. So contact him for me and tell him thank you.
I will.
Thank you, Simon.
Thanks, Alan.
All right, there goes Simon Aranowitz. Paul Watson?
Well, yeah, I'd say that the emotional blackmail is going to really accelerate when they get anything near high-quality video of any of these incidents. And they will repeatedly play them. At the moment, they're just showing grainy mobile phone videos It was an attack designed to kowtow the British people into accepting a national ID card and to reinvigorate trust in the government. And a clearer picture will emerge when they identify the patsies, and that will really show the overall motive behind the attack.
Well, Paul, you got to make all those points in the analysis expansion. I mean, we already have several articles you and I have put together. You predominantly, I want to commend you for your great work and analysis. I would just say that, look, if this was an independent action, they would instantly, and now we're, what, 8-9 hours after this happened, even longer, they would instantly be releasing all of these videos. But the mere fact that they are not letting people do interviews, trying to restrict interviews, reporting for over an hour that it was a power surge, ridiculous, shows they're trying to cover this up. And the Benjamin Netanyahu situation on official Israeli government radio saying he was warned not to go to a meeting he had at 9 o'clock, and he did not go to that meeting. So this is going on right before this happened. We're confirming that, and the media is trying to spin that, and very deceptively. Paul, we need to watch that as well. Your comments on that?
That's the key. I mean, the Netanyahu thing forms the foundation of our argument at the moment. As with 9/11, inevitably, details will come out in the next few days, weeks, and months, which point directly to inside involvement. It's happened in every single major terrorist attack that I've covered since doing this, and no doubt it will happen again, so people should stay tuned to the website. We were, I'm not bragging, but we were first on this, because I was checking all the other websites to try and get alternative news, but we were the only ones producing it, so people should stay tuned to the websites for major updates tonight, tomorrow, and so on.
Well, just like on 9/11, we were first.
That's right.
Because we focus on government-sponsored terror. That is our specialty. All right, because we know that's the foundation of their takeover program. Paul, thank you. Good job.
All right, thanks, Alex.
Take care. All right, I'm going to jam 3 or 4 calls in right now, and I mean quickly. Then we're going to play Blair and also the New York mobster Giuliani, part of that. Let's go ahead quickly and talk to Keith in Missouri. Keith, go ahead.
Missouri or Montana?
Wherever you're calling from. Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm in Montana.
Okay, go ahead.
If you've ever been in London, especially at King's Cross, it is the tram station there. There are video cameras shining down on everywhere. It's just completely covered. And if you go in the tram, if the cameras will follow you all the way to the tram and on the platform. And when you get on the tram, there are actually security cameras in the trams themselves.
I know, and so where are all those tapes? Are we going to see them? Are we going to
nobody? Nobody on your program has even mentioned this, and there is no news.
Well, no, actually, sir, we did mention that London has 4.5 million cameras, and they do have them all over the place, and we did mention
that. They're in the trams themselves. They're on the causeway. You go, and you're standing on the platform, and they're sitting there no matter where you go.
Well, they have the posters that say, "Safe under the watchful eyes." And it shows a big eye watching it.
I'm just really comfortable knowing Big Brother's watching me and not who's bombing us, you know.
Well, you know, in 1984, the government carries out bombings to keep the atmosphere of fear going in London.
It's just senseless. You have all these cameras everywhere.
How long since you lived in London, or are you just visiting Montana?
No, I live here for the off and on. I travel a lot, but I'm from East Kilbride. In Scotland.
Yeah, well, that's where they're having their big G8 meeting right now. This is certainly a good distraction for them here as well.
Well, I have no doubt that it has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. It's everything to do with, you know, it's keeping control of the people. They're just trying to get a distraction away from all the protests that are going up in Scotland, and they're trying to, you know, divert the attention from the G8 protest that they showed on the telly. You know, the past few days or whatever.
I totally agree with you. Anything else?
And it's just a diversion. This is just one big diversion.
All right. Well, call us back tomorrow and give us your latest thoughts then. Thank you, Keith. Originally from Scotland, transplanted to Montana. Let's go ahead. We're going to skip Craig. We'll go to Craig in a minute. We're going to go to Richard first in England, showing the power of this broadcast, how many people we've got calling and either did live there or do live there. Richard, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello there. I'm from Ealing, London.
Yes, sir.
And
Firstly, my condolences to all the families that have lost people today.
Yes, we're praying for them.
Being ex-military, this was definitely not an attack with maximum loss of life. They chose the wrong stations. The stations that were attacked were right next to major hospitals. They chose the wrong time. Why blow one bus? Why blow the top part of the bus, not the bottom of the bus? This all just doesn't make sense. This was obviously carried out, this attack, with a minimum loss of life, in my opinion.
Well, we ought to thank the globalists. I mean, they warned half the people, basically, that didn't show up to work on 9/11. About half the folks didn't show up. That's admitted. We know that in a lot of these events, in Operation Northwoods, they say we can do attacks, bomb buildings where it doesn't kill a lot of people. We can attack our own Marines at Guantanamo using army dressed up like Cubans and only try to wound them. We've got snipers that can just wound them. Then we'll frame patsies. And so I guess this is how they salve their conscience, that they don't, well, I mean, I don't want to extrapolate out that far. With former military experience there, sir, I mean, who do you think stands to gain from this? What does this look like to you?
The UK, they want to pass the ID card. Everybody's against it. We have mass protests. They just chose the wrong target. This government ID cards, that's what they're trying to push for. They're trying very, very hard. They have major problems. Labour's lost its majority big time in Parliament, and this is all about ID cards.
So you're in London right now?
I am, yes.
What is the response you're getting from your neighbours and people on the ground?
Everybody is refusing to carry ID cards. They'd rather be locked up. They don't want DNA. It is too much in your face. And over and above, they're talking about installing RFID chips within the card. So wherever you walk, the readers can actually read where you are.
Yeah, there's open discussions of total rebellion, mainstream news over there. But have you had a chance to talk to friends, family, neighbors? What are they, Richard, in London, England right now, what are they spontaneously saying when you bring this up to them?
40% are against it and will not move. The 60% majority will go with the flow, unfortunately.
But, I mean, what are people saying about the bombing? Who do they think's behind it?
Naturally, everybody thinks it's Al-Qaeda. It is pretty obvious, and I would say the UK population is split 50-50 in terms of this terrorist. Terrorism doesn't really exist. It's government terrorism. And half the population believes, yeah, we'll trust Labour. The other half says, forget it. And if you look back...
So to be clear, you're saying half the people you talk to believe the government's behind the attacks.
Yes, but if you look back and if you had to ask anybody, what would you think Labour would have done when they came into power 10 years ago as to what they introduced? Well, they can detain people if they think you're going to commit a crime or think that you may become a terrorist. They can detain you. You've got no legal representation. Who would have thought that?
And they're setting up mass camps under the Civil Contingencies Bill, known as Rest and Relocation Centers.
Absolutely. There's also now a new policy within schools where they actually record the charge, and the charge records gets passed over not to the criminal bureau, but it's kept at the Home Office so they can actually track children's progress.
Yeah, well, they're doing that here now.
It's a threat.
They're doing that here now, and they're going to spy on 2- and 3-year-olds. If they're aggressive, they're going to be put in a criminal database.
It is frightening, Alex. Absolutely frightening. And who would have guessed 1984, George Orwell's book, is actually happening today?
Well, Orwell said that he believed it would really happen. So did Huxley with Brave New World, two great British minds. Listen, I really appreciate you coming on. Call us back tomorrow with more developments. Okay, Richard?
Super. Nice to chat to you, Alex.
God bless you, my friend. All right, one last call for now, and I'll take more if I have time, but I want to play a few clips. Craig in Illinois. Go ahead, Craig.
Alex.
Yes.
I think it all boils down to this. These idiots who are setting off bombs and these people who are setting up the New World Order and these socialists and these communists, they believe in the perfectibility of man, and they are trying to shove that down our throats. They think by terror or by state power or by taxes or by government programs they can make us perfect, and we're never going to be perfect.
Yeah, the end justifies the means.
But we can't be perfect here in this world.
Well, you got a better chance of being struck by lightning twice, folks, than you do, you know, dying in a 9/11 style attack. And I mean, that's the numbers.
Sure.
It's like you got, what, 10 or 11 times the chance to drown than to be shot by a gun. More babies die in mock
markets. But, sir, they're trying. We can have a republic. if everyone's willing to accept people for what they are, whatever race they are or whatever the color or creed. But these people...
What do you think about the bombing, sir? Who do you think's behind it?
I know who's behind it. It's the bloody New World Order.
Of course it is. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. That's all the evidence. I mean, again, folks, the evidence is there. They've been behind all the other attacks. They have the motive. We'll continue to watch this. They'll have some patsy momentarily. Here's Tony Blair today. Then we have time. We'll play Giuliani, part of it. Then we'll also take a few more calls, and I'll recap. I'll be sitting in for 30 minutes with Jack Bloody, if requested. I'll come on with him right after the show. Let's go ahead and go to Tony Blair today from the G8. Here it is.
It's reasonably clear that there have been a series of terrorist attacks in London. There are obviously casualties, both people that have died and people seriously injured. And our thoughts and prayers, of course, are with the victims and their families. It's my intention to leave the G8 within the next couple of hours and go down to London and get a report face-to-face with the police and the emergency services and the ministers that have been dealing with this, and then to return later this evening. It is the will of all the leaders at the G8, however, that the meeting should continue in my absence, that we should continue to discuss the issues that we were going to discuss, and reach the conclusions which we were going to reach. Each of the countries around that table has some experience of the effects of terrorism, and all the leaders, as they will indicate a little bit later, share our complete resolution to defeat this terrorism. It's particularly barbaric that this has happened on a day when people are meeting to try to help the problems of poverty in Africa and the long-term problems of climate change in the environment. Just as it is reasonably clear that this is a terrorist attack or a series of terrorist attacks, it's also reasonably clear that it is designed and aimed to coincide with the opening of the G8. There will be time to talk later about this. It's important, however, that those engaged in terrorism realize that our determination to defend our values and our way of life is greater than their determination to cause death and destruction to innocent people in a desire to impose extremism on the world. Whatever they do, it is our determination that they will never succeed in destroying what we hold dear in this country and in other civilized nations throughout the world. Thank you.
All right. So, basically, you're against the poor Africans. The war on terror is wonderful. Globalization is under attack. You're against globalization. You're with Al-Qaeda because some message board says Al-Qaeda did it. And, we've got the determination. So you're with the good people when you're with us. We've got determination. We're not afraid. In other speeches, I've got some of the text, we're under attack and the government's under attack. And, oh, they're such heroes. And, oh, Tony Blair is going to save us. And, oh, he's so good. Folks, we had literally hundreds of articles on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Mainstream, where the British government carries out attacks and is caught red-handed. Where the U.S. government carries out attacks and is caught red-handed and admits it, brags about it. Where the Russian government carries out attacks and gets caught red-handed. Where the Israelis literally kidnap young Palestinians, brainwash them for 5 years, and then use them as Al-Qaeda arms to go around bombing and protecting them. And that's a lot of what Camp X-Ray is getting innocent people, torturing them, and turning them into these people. And it's come out that, quote, agents are in there, and there's moles in there, and they're training them to go be agents. And that's all this is, folks. Look at who has the motive out of all of this. Let's just play a little bit of Giuliani going into break. We'll come back and take a few calls and recap. But here's Giuliani. It's like 5 minutes long. I'll play a minute of it. Go ahead and roll Giuliani.
We were inside a building, so we didn't see anything. We heard the sirens, and then were informed that there was either an accident or a possible device, meaning a bomb. And at first they weren't sure, and then when the second attack took place, that's when they were sure, you know, of what happened. And then we went out and drove to around London to go to the location we were going to and really observe the people, and they really acted superbly. I mean, the people of London acted in a very brave, very resolute, very determined way. The emergency services, I could see some of them responding, were right on top of it and looked like they'd been very, very well trained. And they looked like they had been prepared for this. Not prepared necessarily, you know, for it happening today, but prepared for the strong possibility that there'd be these kinds of bombings.
Boy, did you hear that? We'll play a little bit more of this idiot. I'll try to go to Dave and Robert. I mean, I may not get to your calls. Who knows? We'll try. I want to just briefly recap what's going on here. And I got to tell you, my film Martial Law, like no other, exposes who's behind this terror. And you need to get it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back with the final segment. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, it's documented. The truth always comes out and evil always fails because of its very nature. God's promise to us.
And it burns.
And bottom line, this thing's an inside job. I'm 99% sure whether they use provocateur patsies. It's not clear. I'm sure they'll be giving us the fall guys very soon. They've staged Ryzen plans that Ryzen poison. Turned out it was totally false. They have carried out bombings in London and in Northern Ireland. that is admittedly the British government, and once you've done this once or twice or 50 times, it's more than that, then we immediately look at you, especially when you've got the motive. Oh, boy, not just the past evidence you do this. It's like you got some guy who's robbed 20 banks, been in prison for 10 years. He gets out, and then the bank down the road gets robbed, and it fits the description, and suddenly the guy's bought a new car when he supposedly broke. The cops, the FBI goes there. That's all we do here, folks. And I just hope you'll get my new film, Martial Law. It is 3 hours long. It covers the globalist star, what happened on 9/11. My film, Masters of Terror, gets into 9/11, also how the British carry out bombings and the Russians as well. Road to Tyranny gets into some of it. My book gets into it. Paul Watson's details it. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv to read both the books online, to see all 12 of my films, my weekly TV reports, hundreds of audio interviews, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. Or call toll-free to get Martial Law and start making copies of it so the globalists will be exposed for being the terrorists, and then they'll lose the power they get from terror and won't carry out terror attacks. I mean, we're trying to save lives here. So 1-888-253-3139 is the number to call and get the videos. Big discounts going right now. 1-888-253-3139 or order via Infowars.com. Let's just play a little bit more of Giuliani, then I'll jam a few final calls in here. Here is Giuliani at a little Freudian slip. Here we go.
And they look like they had been prepared for this. Not prepared necessarily, you know, for it happening today, but prepared for the strong possibility that there'd be these kinds of bombings. The strangest feeling was the feeling of kind of living through it again. More than being an observer, because we were so close to where the first one happened, and a great empathy for the victims' families. You know, they're the ones that are going to live with this forever.
All right.
And
Giuliani, it wasn't the first one. The FBI cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, put the detonators in. It's publicly admitted in court and in the recordings in 93. So it's not the first one, Giuliani, and Oklahoma City was the next big one, and then let's go to David in, where's the first David from? David in Michigan. Go ahead, sir, quickly.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, the first story I heard on CBS this morning when I turned it on was that Benjamin Netanyahu was warned by the Scotland Yard not to show up at that meeting.
I hope folks taped that and gave it to me, yes.
Because where that is, their Liverpool station is right next to what they call the city, which is the main banking district of London.
Yeah, the city of London within London.
And if you take the night boat across the channel to Harwich and downtown to London, that's where you get out is Liverpool Station at 8 o'clock in the morning. And everybody all sitting around me were all bankers.
And they admit that he canceled. That is admitted. Now they're trying to lie about it. Thanks for the call. Dave in California, last caller. Sorry to Robert and others. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, I was watching coverage of this. I work nights, so when I got home, they began to do the coverage. And a couple hours later, they were comparing reports that London received warning and Israel received warning. The reporter said, "This reminds me of when we were in Genoa in 2000, when Bush's sleeping quarters had to be moved because there was a report that terrorists were going to use an airplane." I thought they claimed that they had no reports of...
Well, I'm begging you and others, if you were up early, you know, at 5 a.m. or whatever when this was going on, or it's 3 a.m., please, did you record it?
No, I wish. I remember you had covered it in one of your tapes, how they claimed that they had no knowledge.
Yes, but just do me a favor. I'm talking about the stuff today. Record that for me, folks. If you have it on TiVo or you recorded it this morning, send it to me. God bless you all. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Get out there and take on the New World Order.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Introducing...